Hello, welcome to part four of the Noel Gallagher interview. If you have missed the earlier interviews, the earlier sections, then please just look on djfootballarchive.com and use the Noel Gallagher tag and you'll find them. Hope you enjoy it. If you do, then please stay with us for tomorrow's.
It's a weird quirk. You'll find more, no, the percentage will be minuscule, but you'll find more United fans that go to City than City fans go to United. I know a lot of United fans who come to City and you just say, what the f*** are you doing here? Oh, it's just great football, isn't it? I don't think you'd see City fans at United. But there was always funny lads at Main Road.
There's always something going on, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Always something, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a quirk of, and I was trying to explain to somebody, because they're saying, right, how does it work in Manchester? Is it? And I was saying, well, it's very loosely south east is, and it is loose, and northwest tends to be that mob.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's something to do with whereabouts we come from in the city. I don't know what it is.
I think it is mostly south and east, and I think it's more of a working class sort of districts. Tends to be more working class adopted city because it was just traditional, whereas United seem to be a bit more west, a bit more
A bit more Cheshire and a bit more greater Manchester, aren't they?
Yeah,
like those people from Wigan support United and that from Bolton.
But also my family, we lived at Hattersley, which was a great big
I know because you got the same accent as Ricky.
Yeah. And probably like Ricky's family, my parents were moved out to Hattersley when it was built not long before I was born, so they moved from Gorton and it was a big sort of city area, and they suddenly, 8 miles east of the city centre in Hattersley, supporting City. And Hattersley and Hyde, a big city area.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was born in Longsight and then moved to Burnage, and there was no United fans at either of my schools, none. And it's a funny thing, you know. And that's not to say there are no City fans in those areas and no United fans, but I didn't know any United fans. Didn't know any.
I didn't really know anything about United until suddenly you get to, sort of 10 or whatever, and then there's one or two start appearing, which is when United started to have a bit more success again. So in terms of sort of like the modern players, I mean, obviously Sergio Aguero has been absolutely incredible. I presume you're sad to see him go.
Well, I think it's time. We don't want another season of him sat on the bench. No. You know, and he deserves, if he's going to go somewhere else, he deserves his send off and all that. And it's been because if we buy a big centre forward, which clearly we would be letting him go if we were, you can't put a legend like that on the bench.
No.
And of course, you can't buy, for example, Haaland and say, well, you're going to have to wait a season. So I think the time is right. And yeah, it is sad to see him go. Well, actually, yes, it is, but no, it isn't, because now we get a chance to celebrate it and look back and say, what a player, what a guy. I always say this to people. Name me his agent. You have no idea. You have none of us do.
Yeah.
None of us. Yeah. Name me David Silver's agent. No idea. Vinny Companies, no idea. De Bruyne's manages himself. You know what I mean? It's like these greater players as they were, and he is, they've been better guys, and what he's given us, that moment will never be repeated, and we were just lucky to have him. We were absolutely lucky to have him, and it's a testament to the club that never a moment's trouble from that lad, or even Sergio's unhappy, he might not be, he was never the highest paid player. The team was never built around him. He just looks like a really nice lad. I mean, I met him a few times and he's just got a real lovely way about him. It's a lovely vibe. And he's been an absolute diamond.
And what's amazing is that him and obviously Vinny and Pablo Zabaleta and David Silva, those players arrived sort of at the start of, before the start of the takeover and so on. And they then stayed with us for 8, 9, 10, 11 years. And you sort of think, we were told they were coming for the money, some of these players. Yeah. You know, some of them were supposed to, and obviously some came and went. But the bulk of that great, great team has stayed for years and years.
Well, it's a testament to the club, innit, and the way that they treat the players and the ambition that they've got and the way that they sell the club and the supporters. And, you know, I remember talking when Mark Hughes was the manager and he said, well, what you lot have got here is you've set up this culture of no excuses. So you've got no excuse to play shit. And he said, I've been at clubs where players look for an excuse why they're not doing it. So the way this is set up, it's like they've got the best people backstage, you've got the best people on the f***ing pitch. There's no excuse now, you know. And kind of says a lot, really, you know. And then he was the icing on the cake, wasn't he?
Yeah. The man. So, for you, I mean, we've been had so many great days, but what's been your greatest sort of moment? I know, obviously, there's the Aguero goal. And the
ever?
But the greatest moment ever was City.
Well, I wasn't at the Aguero moment because I was on tour. I was in Santiago in Chile. But I flew back. I was in America making my first solo record, and I flew back for 24 hours to see City play United in the FA Cup semi-final.
Right. Yeah.
Because at that point, it was like, well, this is a thing. I cannot miss this match. To see both teams walk out at Wembley, you know, City and United at Wembley, wow. To win that game.
Yeah.
But the best moment of that is when we won that game, anything was possible. But the best moment was we were all in a box afterwards celebrating. And in the United end, some left his flag. And it just said, Manchester United, pride of Manchester. They'd left it there. That's my favourite moment.
I've seen that.
That's my favourite moment. Left, it's like it's gone. Walked out in disgust and left the flag. And we were trying, can we get that flag? Because we were going to take it. You know. Take it on tour everywhere.
Take it everywhere. Yeah. that day was absolutely perfect though, because you know I was obviously there as well, and the fact that City fans, we did the Poznan when their team was being announced.
And
from that moment it was like it's our day. And it was the day.
And we should have been 3-0 down in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Berbatov missed two sitters and we were under the cosh, and it was like flew back for this no f***ing way. But even then you felt if we do this to these, if we do it, never even mind winning it, if we beat these at Wembley, you know, it gives everybody a lift. And I remember afterwards seeing Summerby and everyone else, and they were elated. They was like, this is it now. So I'd say out of them all, that's the best day, because we came out of that game, we weren't second best to them anymore.
We'd sort of slayed the giant, didn't we? It was a bit of a dragon, or what
and,
you call it.
You know, Balotelli stuck it up in Rio on the way off and all that, and there was all the fighting, and it was like, yes, come on, man. I loved Balotelli for that. I loved him.
Well, Balotelli was just great. At some of those moments, you know, there's certain things about Balotelli that were just absolutely incredible. I know you couldn't rely on him every game. Or every
at moment. All.
Oh, at all.
At all. Well, I remember going up to training once, not the new training ground, and I got there as he pulls in in a camouflage Bentley, and kind of just gets out. And I was there to interview him for Football Focus.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And so City used to, they asked me to watch training. And they were playing this game where it was half the pitch, and they had three little tiny nets set up on the halfway line. Like almost like hockey net or five-a-side nets, three, and then three at the other end, and you could score in any net, right? Balotelli was without doubt the maddest thing you've ever seen. It was like Messi. He was f***ing unbelievable, and I mean like jaw-droppingly brilliant. Then he comes in and we do this interview. Then the story breaks the next day that he just left the strip club in Liverpool at about 11 o'clock in the morning and gone straight to training. And it's like, oh my God. I loved him, but I'll tell you an even better story. So during that interview, I'm saying to him, so where's the Why Always Me top? And he's like, oh, I don't know, it's an old all back in Milan. And I said, oh, can I have it? And he said, yeah, you want it? Yeah, you can have it. City fan, you can have it. And I was like, oh, great. Anyway, so I go back out on tour. I don't mention it to anyone. It's just a thing. Can I have that fucking thing? Yeah. Mm. So I'm in South Korea, and it's on my birthday. I get a call from one of the girls in the office. She said, oh, package has just turned up here from City. And I was like, oh, no way. I said, what is it? She said, I don't know. It feels like a, that's like a top or something. I was like, open it. I'm like, open it. She said, it's a blue top and it's got Why Always Me written on it. And I was like, are you fucking joking? And she said, no, it's a blue top. It's got Why Always Me. And I was like, picture. So she sends me a picture. So I got in the dressing room. And it's on the iPad, and I'm like, no way, Balotelli, you f***ing legend, I can't believe it. So I took it back to my hotel room that night. I was just staring at it. Thinking, I don't remember it being a polar neck. So I'm looking a bit closer at it. I'm looking at the question mark, and it's a letter G upside down. So I Google the actual picture, and I'm like, snide one. So I called someone at the club who I know, and I was like, Balotelli sent me this thing, the Why Always Me. And the guy went, yeah, no, listen, what it was, I said, he come in and he said that he said he'd give it to you, and so I've had to make it up. And I said, is that a letter G upside down? And he said, yeah, we ran out of question marks. So I've still got the snide one, and he'd signed it, happy birthday Mario. And I was thinking, well, you wouldn't give it away. Why would you give it away?
You wouldn't, would you?
And yes, I've still got the snide one somewhere, which is almost better than the
original one. It probably isn't it?
Better than the original one.
It's a better story in some ways. Yeah.